What's good about it? Art helps people with mental difficulties in many ways. It is another form of communication. It is or can be a social activity. It's a challenge. It's educational. It can be collaborative. The process is therapeutic. Anyone can do it. You can share it with others in your community. And it's a meaningful activity which reduces isolation and improves your life. Disimagination machine is a phrase coined by Henri Giroux. It refers to state and corporate-sponsored ignorance, produced mainly through mainstream media and the public relations industries, to erase selected elements of history, disdain critical thought, reduce dissent to a species of fake news, and undermine the social imagination. Richard Sennett says that modern capitalism works by colonising people's imagination of what is possible. Thomas Piketty shows how the creation of inequality is fundamental to capitalism's model. It thrives by imagining us as isolated consumers, cultivating desire for things we don't need, and a sense of inadequacy if we fail to attain them. By promoting the myth that the route to happiness is the accumulation of stuff, capitalism is therefore a mental illness-generating system. The executive control network, or ECN, in our brains is engaged when we actively focus on a task. But the default mode network, or DMN, is for reflection and daydreaming. This is where attention and imagination meet. The only people expected to be always on, managing a steady stream of information, are air traffic controllers, and for that reason they are only allowed 3-hour shifts. Digital minimalism involves reviewing every tech tool that you use, embarking on a 30-day declutter, and only reinstating them if they serve a very specific purpose. Multitasking doesn't work because we don't have enough attention for it, so we overload the brain and end up doing more things badly. The internet is the mental equivalent of junk food, sometimes called a toxic mimic, that plays on our inherent interest in storytelling but delivers very little value and leaves us with the nagging sense that we could have used our time better. According to Tatsuyoshi Saijo, futurability is an increase of happiness as a result of deciding and acting to forego current benefits as long as it enriches future generations. What you have to watch? Not much. There are a fair number of local examples, but they all serve to inspire and illustrate the main argument.